Megan, it's Feel Good Friday. Thank you so much for joining us. Last week on the show, Chris and I did a sing-along, and we encouraged everyone to sing along to Sweet Caroline with us, and it was fantastic. I thought that was a real good feel-good thing. So instead of a sing-along this week, we thought we'd have a breathe-along with you, yoga instructor, meditation instructor. All right. How do we get started with a breathe along?
Okay, so what we're going to do is just get into a nice comfy position. So it doesn't matter if you're standing, sitting, or lying down, but you're just going to take a big breath in through your nose. So go ahead, fill up. And then you're going to hold your breath at the very top. And then let's all just take a big sigh out. So one of those kind of sighs. Perfect. Let's do it again. Two more times. So go ahead and breathe in. You'll hold at the very top and then let that sigh go. Awesome. One last time. So you're going to expand through your chest, your belly. Try to take in as much air as you possibly can. And when you think you can't take in anymore, take in a little more. Hold your breath at the very top and just notice that feeling in your body. And then anything you need to let go of, stress, overwhelm, heaviness, a big out your mouth. And this is a breath called 444. And it's something that you can do absolutely anywhere while you're driving, while you're in the grocery store, if you're at your office desk. This is something that can bring you back into the present moment. And you just hold, you breathe in for four, you hold your breath for four, and then you exhale for a count of four.
It feels cleansing.
Doesn't it?
Is this like square breathing?
It's totally the same sort of idea, or box breathing. I call it 444 breathing, but what it does is it really helps to regulate. Often we're very superficial breathers and we just, you know, shallow breathe into our chest. We really want to get into the experience of filling ourselves up and taking that moment to really just get into the present moment. And if you find that this isn't enough for you, one yoga move that I really use on a daily basis is just into a forward fold. So if you're standing up, you hinge at the waist, and you just kind of ragdoll your upper body. And what that does is it allows you to flip your energy. You want to take it one step further, you can do your 444 breathing in a forward fold.
So that, I'm sorry, I'm flipping around.
Mel's doing yoga at home.
That's exactly what I wanted.
Well, she's wearing yoga pants right now, not because we were going to be giving you a call, but because she's working from home, self-isolation. You know, that's just the business attire now.
Yeah, of course. We welcome it, though.
So you have a great video, a self-care video. It's like 3 minutes long, Megan, and
yes.
I'd like to share it on our website because it's fantastic. It talks about the 444 breathing, the forward fold, a couple of other really helpful tips in there. I think it's fantastic that you came on for this breathe along with us this morning. I already feel better.
Yes, and anytime you want a little reminder of the importance of breathing, you know who to go to.
So if you had one tip to give to people who are maybe feeling a little bit overwhelmed, you know, it's Friday, it may be the last payday that people are going to be getting until, you know, stuff comes in, end of the month is coming around next week. If you had one tip to give people to sort of keep them grounded or to bring them a little bit of calmness, what would you suggest?
I'd say it's a two-part. Turn off your phone and sit and breathe.
I didn't hear pour Baileys in your coffee this morning at all.
I wouldn't recommend the pouring Baileys.
Too late now.
Yeah. That's okay. No judgment. I mean, you got to do what feels good, right? You know your body and you know what you need. And so I think really tuning into and being present enough to tune into, okay, what do I need to feel better? Is it yoga? Is it breathing? Is it writing? Is it FaceTiming a friend? Is it putting really good food in my body? That's a really good point, is just to reflect on your needs and then make sure that you're meeting your needs.